Saturday, April 8th, 1989. Claire is 17. Henry is 40. I'm sitting in Grandma Megrim's room, doing the New York Times crossword puzzle with her. It's a bright, cool April morning, and I can see red tulips whipping in the wind in the garden. Mama is down there planting something small and white over by the forsythia. Her hat is almost blowing off, and she keeps clapping her hand to her head and finally takes the hat off and sets her work basket on it. I haven't seen Henry in almost 2 months. The next date on the list is 3 weeks away. We are approaching the time when I won't see him for more than 2 years. I used to be so casual about Henry when I was little. Seeing Henry wasn't anything too unusual. But now, every time he's